Up the floor, Wendell Green. Now to Kessler, 3-on-2. Lobs for Kessler, two-hand alley-oop. How tough was this just from a physical standpoint after playing two overtimes yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was super tough. Obviously, UConn's a very physical team, and we were very tired, but we did a great job of recovering, stretching. Our trainers did a great job of taking care of us. And, you know, our depth and our team allows us to really everyone play regardless of how fatigued everyone is, because we don't just have five guys playing or seven guys playing. So I think our depth is really the main thing, and that's what helped us win this game.
How different was the game plan today against Loyola than it was yesterday against UConn?
Well, for starters, we only had one day for Loyola, so
good point.
We kind of had to rush through it a little bit. But our coaches did a great job of scouting. That was really the main thing, just the lack of time and prep.
Down the stretch, your blocks in the second half. What were you looking for those blocks down the stretch as they were trying to take it to the rack?
Yeah, I was just trying to attack the ball. You know, in the first half, I was kind of playing too vertical and wasn't really being aggressive towards the ball. So in the second half, I really made the conscientious effort to just really go and attack the ball.
This was a tough game, and you knew it would be a tough game. Not a real pretty game out there today, but you come out with a win. What does it mean to get this win and now getting ready to play in the consolation final tomorrow against either Arizona State or Syracuse?
Yeah, Loyola is a great team. This is a great win for us. You know, Loyola was a tournament team last year. So I definitely think that, you know, this win was big. And then as far as tomorrow, just going to get another win regardless of who our opponent is.
Happy Thanksgiving. Nice
Happy
work
Thanksgiving.
Out there today.
Thank you.
War Eagle. Puts the ball on his left hip, 17 to shoot. Dribbles off the right side to the wing for Cambridge. At the top, it's Kessler. Low post, Jabari. Turnaround jumper, Smith. Yes! From about 8 feet mid lane. Your thoughts on this win here this afternoon? And we knew this was a good Loyola team, and we knew this was not going to be an easy one. It was going to be a hard-fought win for the Tigers.
No doubt, Andy. We talked about it before the game, how well-coached the team was and how their culture was built to play in these circumstances. I'm just so proud of our guys, you know, coming back after, you know, a double overtime game less than 24 hours before and being able to respond to a team that usually takes weeks to prepare for. So I'm just excited for the effort that we had by several guys.
Coach Pearl went to the bench early and often. I got to think that I was trying to you know, preserve some legs for today and even for tomorrow. And one of the guys I thought that gave you a spark off the bench, although his stats don't really say it, he gave you 8 minutes and 23 seconds. That's Lior Berman coming off the bench.
Oh, no doubt. I was so happy for Lior. He's one of those guys that every day, like, so much gets talked about the leading scorers and the leading rebounders in college basketball. But in order to have a good team, the guys that are, you know, 8 through 11 or 8 through 12 work so hard in practice, and he's somebody that gets us ready all the time. And today, getting the opportunity to be put in there. Coach Pearl had a feeling about him early. He came to me, and, you know, I do the substitution.
Yes, you
so
do.
He came to me and said, listen, we want to make sure we give Lior some extended run today. I think he's got a chance to do something in this game, and he was so right. It's the reason why he's won 600 games. So.
3 in double figures, Jabari Smith with 14, 13 for Walker Kessler, who ended up with a double-double, 13, 10, and 4 blocks. And then 10 points for Wendell Green off the bench in the second half of play.
Oh, man. I mean, in order to have a great team, you got to have contributions from everybody. You talk about Wendell Green, who is a starter in our eyes, even though he came off the bench, started the first few games. His offensive ability is something that I think is unmatched on our team, in the sense that he's somebody that can generate points in bunches. I think, like, for Auburn to be good, I think it's going to be different guys every night. You look at the contribution that KD Johnson had last night in order for us to go to double overtime and almost pull out a win there. And for guys like Devin Cambridge, who didn't play as well last night and come back. Jalen Williams, who played well last night, didn't get an extra rotation today. It's just that's the makeup of our group, and especially in a tournament where you're going to play 3 games in 3 days, you're going to have a lot of different people having to step up in order to be successful.
Ira Bowman joining us on the Regions Bank postgame show as we await Coach Pearl and Walker Kessler to join us. Boy, Walker was a force at the defensive end down the stretch of this one, Coach.
Oh, so excited for him as well, man. Walker is a big guy. Like, he's a unicorn. Like, there's not too many guys that are like him in college. college basketball. And I think for him, he's a guy that's he's a pleaser by nature. He's always trying to figure out what exactly we want him to do. I think today he just played. And I think that – and it showed in his exuberance, his – he's been protecting the rim the whole season. But today, just offensively being able to roll, being able to catch the ball facing and make plays. And I thought that lob from Wendell to Walker was the ceiling punch. So I'm just happy for Walker because defensively he does what we ask him. It's good to see him play well offensively or get a chance to get the ball a little bit more.
Regardless of the matchup tomorrow, that's going to be a whale of a consolation final. Auburn in either Syracuse or Arizona State.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it, for me, I just look at it like obviously Coach Boeheim's been doing this for such a long time, and the vaunted Syracuse zone is something that you always, you know, yeah, there's something, again, that usually takes time to prepare for. And then Bobby Hurley, who's a friend of mine, I mean, I'm going to have the opportunity to coach against both Hurley brothers, Danny Hurley in the first round, and maybe him then.
Yeah.
And his father's done, Bob Hurley Sr. has done so much for me and my career. I'm just excited about the opportunity, whoever we get a chance to play.
Enjoy this one. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving. All of us have so much to be thankful for.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Loyola basketball. Up the right side, Kennedy against Green. Spins into the lane. Dumps it underneath for Hudson. He's blocked by Kessler. Congratulations on a hard-fought win out there today.
You know, if I could gobble right now, I would. I'd gobble, 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 gobble like a turkey right now because Thanksgiving is going to be just a little bit happier. Andy, as you know, I was worried about the preparation. Loyola runs really good stuff. That's a team that was a Sweet 16 last year that beat Illinois, who was a one seed, and they got everybody back.
Right.
You could see our depth playing 11 guys was a factor. They got tired at the end of the game, and some of those jump shots didn't go. Our depth, you know, the fact that Devin Cambridge, Chris Moore, Lior Berman all played better and more tonight, I think were factors in our being able to, you know, win a game like that 18 hours after such an incredibly intense game against UConn.
You went to your bench early today. Was that within mind that you had played double overtime the day before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I knew going in, I talked to Ira Bowman, who handles the substitution for me, and we talked about it before and said, look, we got to play 11. We got to get Lior in rotation. We got to get more out of Chris and Devin, so let's just try to let them split that position. I was concerned about KD and Zepp and Wendell. They had played so many minutes and had played so hard.
Yeah, almost all of 39 minutes yesterday.
That I knew there was a chance that they, you know, one or two of them wouldn't be nearly the same. And I told KD in the locker room, I said, look, without you last night, we have no chance to beat UConn. You gave us a chance. And tonight, you know, when he wasn't as good, hey, he was happy for Lior, or he's happy for, you know, Wendell, or somebody else that picked us up.
What was the key to getting the ball to Jabari down the stretch this one?
I mean, we ran a few things. We had a few things in. You know, Ira and Mike Burgermaster did a great job on the scout tonight. We had some things where we got Jabari down to the block, some things we hadn't shown. They were a little undersized at the four. And to Jabari's credit, he played big boy basketball down there. And, you know, and when he adds that dimension of that inside ability with his perimeter ability, we got a chance to be pretty good.
Walker Kessler gave you a double-double, and he protected the rim for you down the stretch of this one today, Coach.
Yes, he did. And he was out there at the end, which I think was, you know, important.
Right.
And, you know, you've got to be able to make plays. You just can't, you know, you got to get rebounds and make plays. That's Walker's second double-double. I think Walker is improving every day. I think Jabari is growing up. And I think we are becoming a better team. All right? And we got one more tomorrow. You know, it's out of Syracuse, Arizona State. Our whole deal has been, let's try to win three and win a championship, but we must win two. And I've talked to him about it for a week. So this, we got to win tomorrow thing, We gotta continue to try to become a better basketball team and win while we're doing it.
Let's go celebrate Thanksgiving.
Man, I'm going to.
Yeah.
We won't know our opponent until
the last game.
The last game. You know, so our bracket was tough. It was good. Our bracket was tough. But the great thing about our bracket is we played two NCAA tournament teams. Lost one in double overtime. Beat the other one. That's a good 2 days' work. And let's see if we can finish it up and head home Friday night.
War Eagle, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. War Eagle.